This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. I'm Corey Quinn. Let's get right into it. Travis CI continues to be a security nightmare. It is a shell of its former great self these days, and you should absolutely not be using it for anything you care even slightly about. I found a blog post called Implementing IAM Permission Boundaries with AWS SSO Using Terraform, and I hate the toolchain complexity inherent to that approach, but it does beat either doing it by hand or, worse yet, not doing it at all. Take a gander at that if it sounds like your environment, please. A user's BugCrowd story is wild. They reported a vulnerability to a company through BugCrowd, which is like HackerOne, except bad at it. BugCrowd insisted it was out of scope, so the researcher published the issue, and then BugCrowd basically embarrassed itself for all to see with threats and whining and complaints. The write-up is really worth reviewing, and BugCrowd is very much not top of mind when it comes to doing things right. The RSA conference was apparently a super spreader event. A lot of folks that I talked to came down with the dread plague. Now, for what it's worth, as an anecdata point, I'm still feeling fine and testing negative, but I was also careful to never take my mask off inside of the conference venue. This does bode ill for the return to in-person events that we're all clamoring for. Assess risk carefully. And because nobody beats the whiz, they've got a post up on the secret agents installed by cloud service providers. These aren't nefarious, but they're also poorly understood, and in the case of Azure, poorly secured, because Azure. It's worth paying attention to this particular vector.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Vulture. Optimized cloud compute plans have landed at Vulture to deliver lightning-fast processing power courtesy of third-gen AMD EPYC processors without the I/O or hardware limitations of a traditional multi-tenant cloud server. Starting at just $28 a month, users can deploy general-purpose, CPU, memory, or storage-optimized cloud instances in more than 20 locations across 5 continents. Without looking, I know that once again Antarctica has gotten the short end of the stick. Launch your Vulture optimized compute instance in 60 seconds or less on your choice of included operating systems, or bring your own. It's time to ditch convoluted and unpredictable giant tech company billing practices and say goodbye to noisy neighbors and egregious egress forever. Vulture delivers the power of the cloud with none of the bloat. Screaming in the Cloud listeners can try Vulture for free today with $150 in credit when they visit getvulture.com/morning. That's getvulture.com/morning. My thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast.
A couple of notes from the AWS side of the world this week. Partitioning and isolating multi-tenant SaaS data with Amazon S3. This is precisely the kind of thing to think about in the design stage. I have had to retrofit things like this into place as formerly single-tenant applications suddenly get a bunch of additional users. And I've got to be honest with you, it blows. So please pay attention to this and think it through. And a service notice, upcoming changes required for AWS config.
We now have more details on an upcoming IAM role deprecation, specifically around its impact, because the community was asking for this. So thanks, AWS. You listened. Good job. No snark. And from the tools and tips side of the world, this one is half tool and half tip. There's a list of best practices I found on GitHub for writing Docker images that don't make you regret running them in production environments. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. Please stay safe.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.